Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to welcome back to today FM Towers into the heart of Marconi House. It's Ciara King. She's Ciara King. It's Ciara King. Babes.
Oh, it's nice to be back in studio.
It is a joy to have you here. Do you know why? Because I get so stressed out when it comes to FaceTime calls and WhatsApp connections. And
me too.
Oh, man. It's just so much easier to just hit that button, that red button with the word on it.
I think the last time I was in studio was June.
Was it June?
Yeah, I think it was June was the last time I was in studio.
Wow.
Yeah, took myself off to Connemara for the summer. Walked the mountains, walked the beaches, and then got tired of that and hopped on a plane and went to Spain and did the exact same thing over there. Just I sweated a little bit more.
Walked the mountains. How was your summer? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I am straight back into it now. Back on with you guys. I was on Rising Time this morning on RT Radio 1. I start back on the Tommy Tiernan Show next week.
When you say you're on the Tommy Tiernan Show, what do you do on the Tommy Tiernan Show?
I'll be involved in some of the guest booking and stuff like that.
So who's going to be on Tommy Tiernan Show
next?
Oh
my God, wait till I tell you. I don't know. We're meeting next week.
Oh, balls. That was going to be an exclusive.
It's going to be Hector, isn't it? It's Hector. It's
come here. What's your relationship with Tommy himself like?
I really like Tommy.
Is he going for the Auris? Did you see that story?
Yes, I did. I saw that. And I actually texted him earlier and I said, please take me with you.
You'd be like the West Wing.
Exactly. I can see myself working, you know what I mean, in a place like that.
Yeah, you'd be his like CJ or his Donna. I'm trying to remember other female characters in the West Wing. There wasn't many of them. Sorkin famously not very good at writing female characters in the West Wing. Right, what are we? Forget the West Wing and let's be more contemporary. What are we looking at first?
Speaking of amazing female characters, we're going to talk about Emily in Paris.
Steady on.
She can't season even four. Say that without laughing. Emily in Paris is back just in time for the Olympics wrapping up.
Do you know what? And that's kind of perfect timing because when I was watching the first couple of, previewing a couple of the episodes, it was Paris and the summer has been obviously very much about Paris. But this is season four, Emily in Paris, and she's on the back of a wedding that didn't happen and a breakup that did happen.
Oh, have a listen. Here's Emily.
Oh my God, Mindy, do you know what I saw on my run? Hot men everywhere. I guess I've just been so focused on Gabrielle and Alfie that I forgot what it feels like to be single. And now that I'm not with either of them, I'm...
You're not with Alfie?
Maybe I'm someone who's ready for new experiences. Emily, who are you right now? I really thought that I could move on from them, but they both mean so much to me for different reasons. Don't overthink it. I promised myself I'd be open to any possibility. And this seems like it's the one.
So you're laughing. I think we need to stop laughing at Emily in Paris. We're into four seasons and Netflix doesn't give four seasons of anything anymore.
You see, it doesn't. And I will say, if you don't know what Emily in Paris is, it's about an American girl who goes over to work with the PR ad agency in Paris. She's played by Lily Collins, who's Phil Collins' daughter. And she manages to get herself involved with lots of different love triangles while in the beautiful setting of Paris. And the outfits are gorgeous. Paris is gorgeous. A French actor. I just love a French actor. I love everything about the French, really, to tell you the truth. And yes, I laugh at this and I scoff at this or whatever. But did I sit down and watch all four episodes? Absolutely. There's five episodes dropping today and Netflix have actually split it and the other five are going to be in September. I will say the love triangles and the will they, won't they and the whatnot is getting a little bit tiresome, so they need to wrap that up because I can't see myself watching another series of it. Famous last words.
Alright, okay, until the next one comes along. Interesting they're changing the model again with like a bunch of episodes. Same with Love is Blind, you get a couple of episodes coming out and then they seem to be tinkering with this how do we hook them in for longer model.
I think it's kind of smart actually.
Yeah, so what is it, four now? You said four,
so five are out today and the next five will be in September.
September, yes, that's a long enough wait. Yeah, so by just the point in theory that you like, let's say you watch one or two a week, they'll be bringing in a bunch more for you. That's Emily in Paris on Netflix, season four today. Do you want to do one more before we get into a song?
We do one more. Bad Monkey. That's the new one that's out this week with Vince Vaughn. It's on Apple TV.
Vince Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. A TV show with Vince.
Yeah, he plays Andrew Yancey. He's a disgraced detective. It's set in Florida and it's kind of like a black comedy TV show.
I was going to ask, is it a comedy or not? Because he was in True Detective, TV-wise, and then he was also in, he played a character in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Did you see him in that? He's very good in Curb.
Does he play Vince Vaughn?
He does, of course. Yeah. Sure, doesn't he play Vince Vaughn and everything?
That's what I'm kind of saying.
Have a listen. This is Bad Monkey.
I'm suspended. I'm technically not even a detective anymore. They said I was consistently reckless, inappropriate, and glib. Why can't you just hide me on the desk in here or something? I wouldn't even be doing any real work. I'd just be checking the websites I like.
You want your job back? I've got something that the sheriff wants you to drive to Miami.
The arm? That's all they found?
Nah, man, the head's in the passenger seat.
What did you do?
I'm in a bit of a jam here.
Dude, you're a murder suspect.
Maybe it's even a pickle. On a scale from 1 to 10, how screwed am I?
A million.
You couldn't just say 10? You don't think I'd understand that 10 is bad?
Bad thing. Your place is a rat trap. Why don't you get a cat?
I have one right here.
You have to buy a tiger.
You can't get tigers in Florida, idiot.
There was a documentary about it, dumbass.
Tiger King. Tiger King reference.
I think so. I think so.
I think I like it.
Do you know what? The first episode, it took me a while to get into it. I was like, do I like this? Do I not like this? And Bill Lawrence is the guy behind this, and he was behind Shrinking, he was behind Scrubs, and he was behind Ted Lasso. So when the character Vince Vaughn, I was like, this guy reminds me of someone, and he reminded me of Jason Segel's character in Shrinking. I think you did watch that,
I didn't
right?
watch,
did
I didn't,
you
know, I know they've commissioned a second series of it. This is the Harrison Ford psychotherapist,
yeah, Brett
psychologist
Goldstein
thing.
Is
yeah,
one of the writers as well. He's obviously also involved in Ted Lasso. And Vince Vaughn does what he does best, and that's riffing. Like, that's Vince Vaughn. He plays the same character, kind of, in, no offense, Vince, if you're listening.
Yeah, just taking the making
of
it.
Kind of film and TV show. There's also a side story going on in the Bahamas. There's a character called Neville, and he actually does have a monkey called Briggs. So I'd imagine the series is set around this monkey, the bad monkey, I don't know, Briggs. And you think that the two stories aren't connected, but towards the end of the first episode, you find out that they are connected, which isn't a massive spoiler by any means.
What's the point in making it? Yeah.
I think this is really fun, and it all starts with the severed arm is found in the ocean, and Vince Vaughn, he's been suspended, but of course, he's a detective, so he's going to detect.
Just can't leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just can't leave it alone.
But he's kind of got this side hustle as well. There's this big, massive mansion been built beside his Florida home, so he's like driving the owner demented by like putting bees in the house and dead raccoons, and it kind of gives him a side hustle or whatever. He is also up for assault of an ex-lover's husband because he pushed the golf cart into the water. Florida looks stunning on this. It actually would make you want to go on holiday there.
Who'd want to go on holidays to Florida?
I mean, I've been on holidays to Florida.
Incredible weather, beaches.
It's too hot for me, though.
The Keys.
It's too sweaty.
Isn't it the Florida Keys?
It is the Florida Keys.
The Key Lime Pie. Did I say the stunning weather?
Disney World.
You've got your Disney's. You got your Universal Studios. I mean, who on earth would want to go there? Honestly, it sounds dreadful. Is it all out?
Two episodes are on Apple TV.
This crack of making us wait for the next episodes is just incredible. Right, so that's on Apple TV, and with Vince Vaughn on there and all these amazing producers. That's that Apple TV money for you, lads. It's called Bad Monkey, starring Vince Vaughn. We'll have a look at something else after this, The Weeknd. This is Today FM.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
TNC and Cake by the Ocean. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Talking about Florida a couple of minutes ago. Would you have some cake by the ocean in Florida? I suppose a key lime pie would be. Is it a key? If the key lime pie is like the key is in the Key of Florida, right? Key,
I have no idea.
I think the isn't it like.
Let's just go with that though.
A Floridian delicacy.
Yeah, it's a speciality associated with it. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I would have thought it was like a lime cheesecake, but maybe I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, it is a line. I think
it's cheesecake adjacent.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, but I think that it's like a local delicacy of Florida.
Okay,
that's where the key lime, and you know the Florida Keys. I think, but guys, I'm stupid, so don't believe a single word I'd ever tell you. Text 0874-100-102. I was in Florida last month, and the cheesy crab dip is epic. From Rachel. Rachel, thanks so much for sharing with the class. Any other random observations or texts or reactions to anything we say, we're always open to your messages. 0874-100-102.
I've not had a cheesy crab dip, but I have had lobster mac and cheese, also in America, and it was very good. Although, you'd be a bit suspicious of a fish product in Chicago, which is landlocked by a couple of thousand miles.
Well, they can they bring in the fish, do you know? Those kind of
get out.
They do, yeah. They bring them in.
You mean they get them in the sea and then they make them travel across land?
No. It's one of those situations where, you know, when there's you know those freak rainstorms where it rains frogs.
Yes.
It's one of those freak rainstorms in Chicago.
It's hyper seasonal.
What did you say? It was Chicago or Boston?
Chicago, yeah.
Chicago. They've got the lakes as well. There's plenty of fish in them lakes.
You don't get a lobster in a lake. Come on.
I had a fight with the server in the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory in Chicago.
What did you fight over?
Was this physical?
No, it wasn't physical, but I was getting really thick. Myself and my brother went down to Bubblegum Shrimp Factory just to see, you know, because of obviously fire scump or whatnot. And they do a fire scump quiz. So I was like, I'm going to nail this because I'm a quiz nerd or whatever.
Competitive.
So yeah, no, I was sitting there and I was like, go on, ask me the next question. Ask me the next question. So I answered the third question. He was like, who was Forrest Gump's lieutenant? And I was like,
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. And he went, no, Lieutenant Dan. And I went, that's what I said. And I got to the stage where my brother was like, Kira, relax. And I was like, no, Patrick, I'm going to make a point here now. I said Lieutenant Dan. There was obviously my accent. He was so disinterested in me. He went, no, Lieutenant Dan. I'm still, do you know what? I'm going to go back to Chicago.
Come
I'm
going
to go
back
and I'm going to find that. Yeah, I'm going to find
that. We're going to bring our own fish, though. Because
the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory was lovely.
Can I ask a question about the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory? For anyone that's been to America, this is like, it's like a chain of restaurants, the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory. Now, it's referenced in Forrest Gump, the movie, where at the end, Bubba says, I'm going to quit the military and I'm going to set up, or with the money, was it that Forrest gave him?
Yes.
I'm going to set up, like Forrest set up Apple or something, was that it?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Someone went off and set up Apple, and then someone else, Bubba, he was going to set up a shrimp business, and it was the Bubba Gump shrimp business. And then, and now there's this restaurant, a chain of restaurants called the Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory in America, right? Mm-hmm. Can I ask, did the Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory exist before Forrest Gump, and then they retconned it using Forrest Gump in the same way they did with Apple? Do you know what I mean?
I'm not quite sure. I remember reading something about this before. I don't think so. But I don't think that the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory existed before Forrest Gump.
So they did it then afterwards.
Yeah. I must look that up, actually.
So then I wonder whoever wrote or was involved in writing Forrest Gump. Guys, for the win.
Oh, no. Look, I'm not very good on Forrest Gump, okay?
For the win. For the winning point this afternoon. In the movie Forrest Gump. Run, Forrest, run. Forrest Gump spent some time in the military, you know. Who was Forrest Gump's commanding officer?
Lieutenant Dan.
JP, you're the winner. Well done.
Kira, you had the whole time. You had all this time to redeem yourself.
It was Lieutenant Dan.
Guys, she froze.
Are you okay? You froze.
She panicked.
You froze under pressure. You bottled it. You bottled it.
I don't know what to say.
Say Lieutenant Dan next time.
See you later, guys.
Just care king, everybody. Care king.
Good work, mostly.
Is key lime pie the same as lemon meringue pie from Joe? No, it's lime, Joe. Lime. It's a different fruit. Lemon is one fruit. Lime is another. Surely it's kiwi and lime cheesecake from M. No, it's...
It's gonna look it up.
No, it's not. I've been on the internet. It is specifically associated with Key West in Florida, and it is made of lime juice, egg yolks, and condensed milk.
It's like a lemon meringue pie, but made with limes.
Correct.
Yeah. Key lime.
Or is it more like banoffee because of the condensed milk?
Don't know, Kira.
Okay. Lieutenant anyway. Dan.
Do you know who Forrest Gump's commanding officer was?
Lieutenant Dan.
We've had we were talking about Emily in Paris as well. The fourth series starts on Netflix today. Who's this? Hazel. Hazel's been on 0874-100-102. Hazel, on Emily in Paris.
I think it's Emily in Paris, not Emily in Paris.
Shut your mouth, Hazel, you melt.
Hazel, I really hope that's a joke.
Are you messing?
I think it's Emily in Paris.
Emily in Paris.
Or maybe that is what they set out to do with this, but everyone that I know calls it Emily in Paris.
Any English-speaking people who then use random French words, I say the word in French when all the rest of the English-speaking word says Paris. Don't be saying Paris randomly. There's loads of that during the Olympics, during the coverage. Oh yeah, we're here in Paris. It's no, we're here in Paris because you're speaking English.
I think it's Emily in Paris.
No, it's not Emily in... Well, if it's Emily in Paris, it's Emilis in Paris, right? That's what we're describing from now. Let's have a look at Alien Romulus. This is like the 25th Alien movie, is it?
Do you know what? I've kind of lost count of all the Alien movies at this stage, but it is the 7th in the franchise. And I do know that this movie is a standalone interquel set between the Alien 1979 and Aliens from 1986.
Oh, right.
So that's the timeline of this movie.
Alien 1.5. Okay. Do you know what? There's some of them that I like. What was the one? Covenant? I actually liked that.
That was Ridley Scott, wasn't it?
Fassbender. Wasn't he involved in that? There's some of them that I like, some of them are just daft. Some of the Predator ones, stupid. This is Alien Romulus. Have a listen.
There she is. You want to break in and steal highly regulated equipment.
This could be our only ticket out of here.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
Welcome to the Romulus Space Station.
This place gives me the creeps.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Young!
Stop playing around, man. Just get out.
I'm not playing around. There's something in the water.
It's a shrimp from the Bubblegum Shrimp Factory. It's Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Inside the water. Business,
yeah. So this is set on a mining planet, and it stars a young girl called Rain, and she's a young worker being exploited, and she hangs around with kind of a bunch of young rebels and pilots, and they decide that they want to get off this planet, and they come across what looks to be a derelict space station, and they break into it. But guess what, guys?
What?
No, there's aliens.
No.
The lads that they caught in the acid for blood, and they bite the face huggers and the nest.
The xenomorphs.
Mm-hmm. That burst out of your chest.
Now, there's lots of jump scares, as you can imagine, with an alien movie. And there's a new director. His name is Fede Alvarez. And fans of the alien movies are saying that he's done a good job in keeping with being true to particular elements of the other alien movies. But the general consensus seems to be meh. And it's not a lot of originality. But, like, it's very hard after doing 7 movies in the same franchise to be original at this stage. You know?
At this stage...
I'd say as well, go back to the original Alien movies. It was a rite of passage to watch Sigourney Weaver in those Alien movies.
They were three very different movies. The first one, they were all three very different films, and what James Cameron did with the second one, Aliens, was wildly different to what the first one was. So you can use all of that sort of lore and do your own versions of it, which is what a lot of directors have done down through the years. And my apologies, it was Prometheus I was talking about. Everyone thought that was rubbish at the time, but I actually quite liked it. And it's that sort of scary. There's scary stuff going on. There's no control. It's chilling and eerie rather than the gory, over-the-top horror, which I don't particularly like.
Hazel's been just... She's just been in touch, right? She actually says it's actually Prometheus.
All right, cheers.
So, cheers to that, Hazel.
Hazel, it means a lot. It's good that you're fact check or what is it? Pronunciation checking the broadcast this afternoon.
I think it's Emily in Paris.
Cheers, Hazel. Any good? Just meh.
Fine.
Okay. Meh. If you're looking for some jump scares, go to the cinema.
Alien Romulus in cinemas this weekend. Kira King, darling.
Nice to be back with you, boys.
It's so good to have you back.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus.
For one more.
Joyful moments for those you care about most. Careplus.ie.
For the win, for the bonus point this afternoon.
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, Kira. Come on.
Kira, did you go, like, fall asleep at some point?
Yeah, I've been up since 4.
Kira, are you on Skype?
She's on the dial-up.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.